The homily is based on the scripture reading just read. In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. To whom will we entrust our souls? Do we trust our crucified Savior and resurrected Redeemer and Him alone for our salvation? Or did God do His part and now we have to do our part? Christians of all times have had to face and find answers to those questions. Doing our part to save ourselves was the error being spread in the Colossian congregation because they were threatened by certain Jewish converts who claimed to have a superior kind of Christianity. However, Paul, in our text, told the Colossian Christians not to fall for it. We face the same temptations as the Colossian Christians today, to not totally follow after Jesus Christ, but instead our own works and perhaps man-made regulations. Some Colossian Christians had not Jesus Christ for the object of their faith, but they displaced Jesus to make way for ritualistic ordinances. The Apostle Paul warns in our text against any philosophy that leads away from Christ. Paul warns us against any basic forms and ceremonies that lead away from Jesus. Paul warns in our text all of us against human traditions meant to supplement and complete the deliverance won by Christ. We know that there is not a thing that you and I can do to add to the work of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Savior. God, through Luther, put the Bible in the hands of the people where it belongs. Is the Bible the only foundation for our faith? The Bible, all of the Bible, and nothing but the Bible, we know is the sole foundation for all of our faith. Our faith must rest upon the Word of God, upon the Bible alone. The Bible teaches us that by nature we are sinners, transgressors of God's commandments, and we are under the curse of God's law. There is only one way to be freed from sin and be saved, and it is through Jesus, who said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." And these words of Scripture, "God made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And the blood of Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, cleanses us from all sin." Is our faith built solely on Christ, as Paul's talking about in our text? Do we fully trust that all we need is found in Jesus Christ and in Him alone? Very simply, the answer to that question is we always look to the cross of Calvary. From the cross of Christ, we have the assurance that our salvation is complete. We live under the Word of God, which is able to strengthen, as Paul said, build us up and root us in Jesus Christ. Jesus is to be the center of all that we think and say and do. Paul also tells us in our text to be overflowing with thankfulness. At times, overflowing with thankfulness can be very difficult and very challenging during those difficult days. What we've gone through the last 5 months in our country, from what happened September 11th until now with fighting terrorism. Too often, we can sometimes fall into the trap of thinking that faith in Jesus means that all of our hardships in life are going to end. However, overflowing with thankfulness means that in Christ, all your challenges are met and conquered. Overflowing with thankfulness means that in spite of whatever problems you have, you can look forward to your Savior's return and trust in His power now. And it means confidence that in God's presence, in His love, we can remove all the self-pity and self-concern that sometimes so easily can imprison us. The antidote for the challenges of life are found in the Apostle Paul's words, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." We should not only be thankful, We should be rich in gratitude. Paul praises the Colossians for their steadfastness in faith, and yet he deems it necessary to admonish them not to forget to be grateful. Ingratitude breeds discontent, and discontent leads to drifting away from the faith in search of someone or something that promises more. Perhaps that's why Paul urges all Christians to be more than just a little bit thankful. We have been made rich through the poverty of Christ. As we sung in the hymn, we have been baptized into Christ. We are children of paradise. Jesus is our reason for overflowing with thankfulness because he gave himself for us and he lives in us. And Paul encourages each and every one of us to live in Jesus Christ, rooted and built up in him. We possess then a thankful spirit that is strengthened through word and sacraments. We are both thankful and grateful because of the blessings that we all possess through our faith in Christ. The forgiveness of all of our sins. Membership in God's family through baptism. The confidence to pray and receive God's divine and perfect answers to our prayers. Eternal life in heaven. And many more such gifts. As God deals with us, we find more and more reasons for overflowing with thankfulness to a gracious God who has given us so many gifts. It's one thing to sit in church and confess the hope of eternal life. It is quite another to let that hope impact the way we live on a daily basis, overflowing with thankfulness as we witness to our Easter faith. Clinging to the hope of eternal life in heaven encourages each and every one of us to help other people be built up and rooted in Jesus Christ as we all look forward to that hope of life eternal in heaven. We have a thankful heart because Jesus will take us home to heaven. Faith in Jesus Christ is your title deed to heaven. You may be absolutely certain that God will honor that title deed at the right moment. The riches of heaven are in God's hands waiting to be delivered to you. Those riches are yours by faith in Jesus Christ, now and forevermore. Only in Christ can we say, Almighty God is mine. God is my loving Father in Jesus. God daily forgives me all my sins for Christ's sake. God richly provides all that I need for both body and soul. Only in Christ are we in full possession of all the promises of God's Word. With the assurance of all our sins forgiven, being baptized into Christ, we are God's own children of paradise. The expression, fear not, is used 366 times in the Bible, perhaps one for each day of the year. To Abraham, God said, fear not. To the Israelites, God said, fear not. As we begin 2002, to you and me, God says, fear not. There is nothing in the future to fear because God is constantly with us in Christ. Every day in 2002, God says to you and me, fear not. In 2002, every moment, every minute, every day, the Apostle Paul tells us, live in Jesus Christ. Be rooted and built up in him who died for you, who loved you, who arose victorious for death for you, and who has prepared a mansion for you in heaven with him. Amen.